Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Talking NFL free agency, talking Commanders. What do you want them to do? I put on all of our social media accounts, kind of the same question, but I put a picture accompanying it, and it was Derrick Henry.
Okay.
I don't know that Derrick Henry is top of mind for Commanders fans, but that is a glamour position that has some big names available, and it's not like the Commanders couldn't use an upgrade at running back.
They're not going to do
that. I just don't think they're going to spend $10 million or whatever it's going to take to land Derrick Henry on a team that won four games last year.
I don't think it'll be Derrick Henry, but we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Is there a player that you want them to go after? Is there a position you want to address first? 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines. I know that Jason, when it came to running back, was a little more reasonable, right? So you got some big name guys like Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, Saquon Barkley.
Tony Pollard.
But you were a DeAndre Swift guy.
I mean, I like DeAndre Swift, but he seems like he's always a little banged up. Mm-hmm. But he's got some explosion.
He's a
no
prototypical
doubt.
Guy that he should.
He can
only,
help you.
He can help you, but he needs to have his touches capped. Probably,
yeah,
like
I would agree.
12 or 15 total per game, or else he is going to break down. Like that's just kind of the way he's set up. Like I like him. I like his skill set. He can catch the ball out of the backfield as well as run the ball pretty effectively. But yeah, the injury risk is always something you worry about with him. But I mean, it's. That kind of goes hand in hand with that position. Guys just get banged up all the time.
But I think it's a position of need.
Definitely.
Because Gibby's obviously free agent. He'll be gone. And you need, you have to have at least two guys that can go to. And I think if you couple him with Robinson or couple Robinson with someone like Swift, I think it's a good move.
I think tight end is one of those spots. But I'm looking at the free agent crop, and I know that Gerald Everett's name has been thrown out. It's just not a lot out there. I mean, there's two guys that are, you know, thrown overboard by Seattle and Will Disley and Noah Fant. Mm-hmm. Mike Gesicki is up on this list. Logan Thomas is on this list, who was recently let go by the Commanders.
Well, they signed Ertz, and I know he's not a great solution, he's a especially one-year deal. Based on the last couple seasons, his injuries.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's where they'll go in free agency. It will be interesting to see, because what they address in free agency, we're just going to assume that then they've got the draft and they'll go with the other spots in the draft. So they definitely need edge rushers. And a couple of these guys have signed deals. The Ravens locked up their guy. Chris Jones, who's not an edge rusher, re-signed with the Chiefs.
Burns stays in Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys have stayed, but there's still a bunch of guys out there in terms of edge guys. Hell, they could sign Chase Young. So if they go that route in free agency, they won't necessarily need to in the draft. But they need to get edge rushers on defense.
Yep.
They need to get linebackers on defense.
They need at least one tackle.
They're going to have to figure out what to do at safety because Cam Curl, they're letting him go, or they could re-sign him still, but he's available. So that's just defense. On offense, we know they got to go offensive line.
I think that's going to be the spot. I think offensive line is going to be a big target in free agency. Yeah. And it's not going to be big-name guys, but it's going to be several guys to bolster the line, all positions.
Well, it could be a big-name guy. If they go out and get, like it's rumored, Tyron Smith, that's a big-name guy.
Big-name guy, but he's at the end of his run. I mean, he's 33, right? So what, is he going to play a couple more years, if that?
Yeah. Plus, that's fine. Off injured guy. I just don't know if that's is Adam Peters really going to commit big dollars to an oft-injured offensive lineman that's 33 years old?
I don't think they're going to give big dollars to anybody. The biggest dollars they might give to someone would be like a Cam Curl, if they can find a middle ground with him, which would probably be in like that $12, $13 million a year range.
But he's a Hall of Fame talent. So even if you only get him for a couple years, and you've got obviously inside knowledge from Dan Quinn, who's coaching on the other side of the ball in Dallas, but he knows Tyron Smith. I'm looking at his pass block grade. When he plays, that's the problem, is he's been injured. 82. Like, his PFF numbers are fantastic.
Yeah, like you said, he's got to stay healthy. I mean, he could be someone that they go out and get for 2 years.
I could work up an excitement for it if they made it happen.
Since 2020, here's game started. Started 2 in 2020, started 11 in 21, started 4 in 2022, and 13. That is going to scare me if I'm Adam Peters.
It's on the rise, though. Played 13.
It's on the rise.
On the rise.
Okay, but I mean, in the last four seasons, he's got two of them with single-digit starts and low single-digit starts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Concerned, red flag, put him on the food bar list.
Let's go to Vic. Vic, you got it. I don't know what all that noise is. Vic, are you on your speakerphone?
Yeah, you're gonna have to call us on a different line at some point.
Cakes, if you're the GM today, you can make one move today. Anybody. Ooh. Big name move, any position, where are you starting?
I'm probably gonna shore up. God, this is gross. I'm gonna get the best interior lineman I can, because I feel like with 36 and 40 with those picks, I can pluck a pretty good tackle at that point. But I can fortify either center or guard. I can strengthen that spot in free agency.
I like it.
That's probably it's boring. It's not sexy. It's not fun. But we know the offensive line needs a major upgrade.
100%.
I probably go with a center or a guard, just because they don't have a lot of depth there, and the depth that they have isn't very good.
Well, I don't know what the depth is at tackle, but I think they got to go out and get a tackle. I would probably stay away from Tyron Smith just because of the age and the injury history. Mm-hmm. I would go after Jonah Williams. He's on most of the lists I see. He's top three in free agency at tackle, and he's younger. I would go after him.
All right, let's see if Vic is better. Hey, Vic, what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up? So I'm going after the first three offensive linemen and free agency. I can't even remember all their names. I'm just looking at their grades and looking at some film. Guys, the one with the Patriots, I think the one that just came
Trent
from the,
Brown.
Another one to play with. Yeah, uh-huh. I'm going to try to at least get two of those guys.
All right.
Because we want to be able to bolster our offensive line and give our chance for our athletes to stretch the field, get up the field, and as well give whatever quarterback we're going to play with or draft. We need to give him opportunity to stay healthy and stay off the ground and use his ability. Beyond that, if Bobby Wagner wants to entertain us, I would talk to Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner is a generational talent. You're going to get the dividends from him in the defensive behind the lineman, and you're going to get, even in the middle.
How old is he now?
Backfield.
He's got to be up there.
I think Bobby like
33.
Yeah.
So yeah, but Bobby ain't been as injured as much as Tyron Smith is, so I think I can get more out of Bobby. But yeah, beyond that, I'm building from the draft. I'm gonna do what the 49ers did in the late 80s, and I'm gonna do what the Cowboys did in the 90s. I'm gonna do what the Steelers did. I'm gonna build from the draft, and I think we got a smart enough group in the front office to build from the draft and make good decisions.
Which quarterback would you take, Vic?
Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams is overrated to me. When he played versus Notre Dame and when he played versus the prevent defense against Washington, he didn't look as good as he should have looked. And versus Notre Dame, that's a real defense that's going to squeeze windows and make a quarterback have to really throw you open with his eyes. Jaden Daniels played in the NFL, college NFL. I call it SEC. That's what I call it, SEC. Mm-hmm. And he did, and he threw people open with his eyes. He kept his eyes downfield when he's creating from the pocket, and he was accurate. And that's what you wanted at this point in time. I'm not a fan of Drake May. Drake May is a poor man, John Elway, to me. He's going to throw interceptions. John Elway almost threw more interceptions than touchdowns the first 10 years of his career. I've always said that. And Caleb Williams, it come with the antics and the off-the-field stuff that we don't need right now in Washington. I don't care if he's from Washington. But if I don't get Jaden Daniels, I'm trading back. I'm trying to get more draft picks.
Gotcha. All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. Got a plan.
Well, he goes offensive lineman, so I'm looking at this one list. They all vary. So Tyron Smith is the top-rated offensive lineman. Then you've got Trent Brown from the Patriots, who's an offensive.
How old is Trent Brown? Anybody know his age?
You can have me look that up. Hold on.
I'll look it up. Wait, just
well, the next guy is a center. So you're talking about centers.
They definitely need a center.
The next guy on the list is Connor Williams.
Trent Brown's 30.
Who is from Miami.
All right.
He's a guy who was a tackle in college and a guard earlier in his career with the Cowboys. So some flexibility.
He's 26.
Ron would have loved that if he were still in charge. He's a big fan of positional flex.
I think I'd rather just have somebody great at their position.
I've said that for the last few years when Ron was talking about how he loves guys that can play five different positions. Just find me one guy, a guy that can play one spot really well.
Another guy from the Dolphins high on this list is Robert Hunt.
Right.
He moved from tackle to guard after his rookie season, but apparently he is a road grading run blocker and pass protector.
He's 27.
And then there's Andre James, a center for the Raiders. So, and this is actually a list with the top free agents, period. So Kirk Cousins is number one, and then there's like five or six offensive linemen in the top 10. So they will have an opportunity
where you're looking
to sign one of these guys.
I think they're going to sign a couple of them. And maybe they will spend more money than we think because it's just going to take that to sign them.
Well, also, they have all that money.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Right,
Peter's kind of indicated that he wanted to save some of the money for next year.
They may save some of that cash. They may not go.
I don't think they use it all.
They may not go crazy in the first year because it's a building process. Right?
Yeah.
I think they got to go out.
I think about
you got to go out and spend money on a tackle that's going to play here for 7-8 years.
Getting back to RB for just a second, I think DeAndre Swift to like a 1 or 2 year deal would make a lot of sense for this offense because the holdovers, Brian Robinson and Rodriguez, they're your pounders, they're your thumpers. Swift brings
explosion.
A little bit of a different element to the backfield. I would like that.
A guy like that in the draft, though? They're a dime a dozen.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe they can find a multi-dimensional RB mid-rounds of the draft.
One from New Hampshire.
You do love your guy.
Yeah.
I also like Zach
return
Moss.
Return kicks. Can do
and free agency, possibly. Zach Moss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You've been a Moss guy.
I like Moss, too. Yeah.
All right, let's go to...
And I don't think you have to spend a ton of money to get those guys.
Another guy in that same vein that can catch balls. Devin Singletary, also a free agent, won't cost you a ton of money, would be a decent add, like on a short deal, like a 2 or 3 year deal.
Mike LaPlata, what's up, bud? You're on with the Junks.
Yo, what's up, Junks? Good morning.
What's up, Mike? Buddy?
Good, yo. So I like the dude from Buffalo, Morris, the center. I think when I looked at his pro football, I could be wrong. I think it was like a 94.4% rating as far as his availability, how he calls the offensive line, how he puts everybody in position, because if you got a new quarterback coming in, you got to have somebody that can shore up that middle. You you know what I mean? Left tackle, I do like the boy from New England. I think if we can get those two guys, we got to start up front, man, because our trench is everything. We ain't had no trench. We had ditches. You know what I mean? So we definitely got to fix those. So I think if we could get one of those two guys, I think we'd be in decent shape. As far as quarterback go, I think I do like Jaden Daniels. I actually like what's his name from Michigan?
J.J. McCarthy. Yeah,
I do like McCarthy, man. I don't know. It's just, you know, it kind of gives me that Tom Brady-ish kind of feel. Like he's kind of underrated, but he always makes plays. And he can use his feet. He doesn't seem like he's too inadequate with the ball. You know what I mean? So, but got good arm strength. I mean, he can throw across the field, up the field. They did a lot of mid-range throws with Michigan. So, I don't know. It's just kind of up in the air with me as far as that goes.
A little bit later in the show, we're going to dive into J.J. McCarthy specifically because he is shooting up the draft boards. It used to be all about Drake May or Jaden Daniels, number two. Some people are now saying J.J. McCarthy could go ahead of those guys. 800-636-1067 is the number. The tampering period for NFL free agency has begun.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running the show with the Commanders, what do you address first? Do you have a player in mind or a position in mind that the Commanders should attack first? We'll come back, take more of your calls at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines here on The Junk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. And the Team 980, our pal Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us at 8 as we talk NFL free agency. There are going to be a series of NFL moves coming up here the next couple days. We've talked about some that have already happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield signs a 3-year deal. He will stay with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Russell Wilson will now be with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They only have to pay him $1.2 million. So bargain
Denver
to add
pays 38.
Russell Wilson to the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm so bitter when they're stroking that check.
Yeah.
One of the top wide receivers that could have been out there was Kendrick Bourne. He will stay with the Patriots 3 years, $33 million. Ravens locked up. I don't know how to pronounce his last name there.
Madubuike?
Yeah.
Justin Madubuike.
They lock him up.
They gave him, what, they gave him $90 million?
It's like close to $100 million.
I think it was $98 million.
That's
Yeah, so there's second highest paid defensive tackle.
There have been a bunch of moves. There are also guys who are being let go, like your 49ers apparently plan to release
Eric Armstead. Well, I mean, they're in cap hell with him, and he's going to count like $30 million against the cap this year.
So we're talking, though, about the Commanders and what you want them to do in NFL free agency. You've got the draft, and they like where they are in the draft because they not only have the number two pick, but they have a bunch of picks in the top 100. And so they will start to stock the roster with young guys. But they can also stock the roster via free agency where they have a ton of cap room. What do you want them to start with? 800-636-1067. Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Mo in Largo. I haven't heard from Mo in a while. Hey, Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Good morning, Mo.
So I'd say first off, I'd address the wide receiver position with acquisition of Calvin Ridley. Then I would go to center. I like the dude Andre Jones from the Raiders. And then I'd also look at acquiring a right tackle, maybe Onwenu, the dude from New England. And then I would look at trying to draft a left tackle. So, I mean, if we could possibly hit on those acquisitions, you're coming back with a legitimate one or one slash or 1A/1B with him and McLaurin. You've got a totally addressed offensive line. You spent some money, but not over the top. I mean, I'd like, and honestly, I mean, I don't see why you can't allocate some funds for a veteran running back.
I mean, you've got a bunch of wants.
Who do you like? Who's your veteran RB that you like, Mo?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I like Saquon. It's not going to cost you that much money. I mean, granted, I don't know if we'd be able to. I know we're not going to, but you ask who would I try to get? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to get Saquon. I mean, if he's available.
Yeah, I mean, he's explosive.
Dude, he's going to be expensive.
I just see him going to a team that's got a legitimate chance.
How much do you think he'll cost?
I don't know.
$10 million a season.
Yeah,
around there.
I think he'll be expensive.
Okay, so for 2 years, would he not be worth it?
Possibly. I think possibly if he could stay healthy, sure.
I think Barkley's awesome. Yeah. But I just don't I don't think he's high on their list.
I think that makes the development of your rookie quarterback that much easier when you can lean on an explosive running back. And for 2 years, when you're not really spending that much money at the quarterback position anyway, and not to mention, he's not just a running back, he's a receiver as well. So you're getting double the value there.
I like it, Mo. I'll tell you what, the one
Thank
thing
you,
we
buddy.
Haven't discussed
Thank
all,
Thanks, Mo.
We haven't discussed at all, it just strikes me they never have good linebacking.
Right.
They don't have good linebackers here. So I might prioritize Patrick Queen and go for it. That's the rumors about that.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time they had a stud linebacker?
London Fletcher.
It's probably right.
Might not be far off. And maybe they feel like they can mold Jamin Davis into that guy.
Maybe
Dan Quinn thinks that.
I'm hoping.
But why
and
not
Adam
have
Peters might think that.
Why not have Patrick Queen and you know, I'm looking at the top free agent linebackers available. Two of them are Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
So Lavonte David, he's 34, a little bit older.
I don't want him.
And then also available is Devin White. He's just 26. But
he's a beast, isn't he?
Both of those guys are really good.
I don't want that 34-year-old guy.
What about Frankie Louvu?
They'd be like Trotting Valdez out there.
What about Frankie Louvu from Carolina? He's only 27.
He's your age. Gray-haired guy.
That works. I mean, I just think they could use a workhorse there that's just going to be a tackling monster.
They need somebody.
Wreak some havoc. Desperate for some help there. And it seems like there's some really good guys available at linebacker. Dan Quinn's a defensive guy. We don't want to be like all defense, but I think my perception is that it's going to be easier to attack the offense with the draft, and you're going to at quarterback. But they say there are a ton of like really good receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lot of these draft experts are saying is that this particular draft is loaded with receivers mm-hmm. and offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Well, that's
what we need.
So you can get that in the draft and attack the other positions with free agency.
I think they need to look at secondary.
Yeah, especially if you're letting Curl go.
Because you're going to lose two starters, possibly. Possibly two starters.
Fuller's probably on the move. He's a free agent.
Yeah. Now, you would assume that you know, you drafted two guys last year, one in the first round, one in the second. I don't know if Quan Martin's someone you want to rely on as a starter.
They literally, he maybe showed more than the other guy.
I know. I'm just saying.
They literally need, they have needs at every position, but I would say arguably D tackle.
Right.
Every other position and punter.
Yeah.
Every other, and don't, yeah, if you don't count special teams.
I think Joey Sly is a free agent too.
He's mediocre. He's unreliable.
I'm just throwing it out there.
He kicks it out of the end zone, but beyond that, well, he's just kind of 50-50.
Every kicker kicks it out of the end zone.
I know.
That might not be good this season.
Because
they're moving the touchback up.
Yep.
What do you mean they're moving the touchback up to what? The
35?
Yes. So was it 25? Are they moving up 10 yards or 5 yards?
10.
Yeah.
That's a
substantial difference.
It's a big difference.
Huge
difference.
They want some kick returns.
Yeah.
So why don't they just move the kick back? Is it the guys will just...
Because you're running full speed down the field.
Trying to reduce injuries.
So you're trying to reduce the collision, but also bring kickoffs back.
Right.
Maybe they are going to try and enforce whoever their kicker is to put it in play, not kick it through the end zone.
Yep. Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Gus.
I think we really have to go get Tyron Smith. I know there's the injury concerns, the age concerns, but left tackles age well. And if you're gonna draft a QB that high, you know, losing Charles Leno, it's not knowing what you have until it's gone. Because I only think Joe Alt and Fashanu are the only tackles that could give you comparable play. Everyone else is gonna have to develop, and the free agent class sucks for left tackles. I think it has to be Tyron Smith if you want to develop this quarterback.
Look, on SpotTrack.com, they have his market value as a one-year, $7.5 million deal. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you can sign him to a prove-it deal to see
what
if he can stay healthy, one-year, $7.5 million.
Right.
That doesn't mean that that's actually going to happen.
You need somebody for 6 to 7 to 8 years.
Understood.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not going to sign a 33-year-old guy to a 5 or 6
that's
deal.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want him. Right. I don't want a stopgap.
I want
someone that's young, 26, 27 years old, that can be whoever they draft, can be that left cornerstone at tackle for years.
Look, if they can get him on the cheap for 1 year, $7.5 or $8 million, and he can help groom the younger guys that you're going to draft as well, I don't hate it.
I mean, unless they're targeting someone in the second round, because they obviously got a high pick in the second round.
Right.
If they're targeting one of these tackles in the second round, and that would be the guy, okay. Well, you're going to have a rookie left tackle and a rookie QB.
Looking at the PFF grades, Tyron Smith was the fourth rated tackle behind Sewell, Trent Williams, and the huge guy from Philadelphia.
We could
Jordan
definitely
Malitala.
Use the fourth rated offensive tackle.
Yeah. Where do they have Jonah Williams rated at left tackle from Cincy?
JB's looking.
Way down the list. I don't see him. I mean, I can double check. Jonah Williams, you sure he's listed as tackle?
Well, he's a tackle on the
maybe he's
free
a right,
agent list.
Maybe he's a right tackle.
No, they just have it as tackles.
Oh. Let's go to
it's
Rick.
Not in the top 20.
Let's go to Rick in Charlestown. Rick, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys. Hell, I think getting rid of Montez Sweat was a mistake. I like to see him target Daniel Hunter from the Vikings.
Daniel
he's
Hunter.
A beast. We need a good rusher. What do you think?
I'm all for it, man. It's a position of need, and they got to get some guys in there. I don't know how much it'll cost you.
Well, he's still young. He's worth, I think he's worth it. Take a look at his stats. Tell me what you think.
Oh, Danielle Hunter's a beast.
Yeah, no, he's a beast. Back. He gets to the quarterback. I do know that.
How old is he, JP?
29.
29 is right on the edge, so to speak.
Does have 87.5 career sacks.
We could use that.
That grabs your attention.
Jason, the reason why I didn't see Jonah Williams in the top 20 is because Pro Football Focus ranks him 59th.
Oh, that sounds pretty
That sounds
low.
Very Andrew Wiley-ish. I guess I'd take the old man over him then.
You take Wiley?
No. I'm saying Tyron Smith.
Okay, got it.
The 33-year-old over the guy ranked 59th.
Yeah.
I need better.
I want guys who are ranked in the top 15 or 20. I hear 59 close to 60.
It
raises an eyebrow.
It's like barely starting in the league.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, we got already got
I've
all those
seen
guys.
Jonah Williams rated a lot higher than that on other lists. Again,
I saw him rated right behind Tyron Smith on one of the lists. I'm just, it's Pro Football Focus.
Yeah. Like the list I'm looking at here, he's rated fifth. So they got Ty Smith one, Onwenu two, Trent Brown three, Mekhi Becton from the Jets four, and then they have Jonah Williams five.
Here's the deal with the Commanders. Last year, according to Pro Football Focus, they had Charles Leno as one of their tackles. He was ranked 28th, and Andrew Wiley, who was ranked 33rd.
Ooh,
so you need to upgrade.
Here's the problem. Wiley's 33rd.
Here's the problem with Jonah Williams. Didn't know this. Missed his entire rookie year with a shoulder, and then he injured his knee in the 2022 playoffs. But he's only 26.
Mm-hmm. So he's got age.
So I assume he's going to be healthy for the start of the year, but I don't know. Again, it depends on what list you're looking
Andrew
at.
Andrew Wiley was like rated twice as high as him, right?
Yeah. He was 33rd. Jonah
Andrew
Williams.
Wiley was he was number one on Eric Bieniemy's list. That's why he showed up here.
Jonah Williams, Lurch's guy, ranked 59th by PFF with an overall grade of 58.5. Meanwhile, the donks that they had, grades were, let's see, the grades certainly weren't great, but way better than 58.
So Leno graded out way higher than Jonah Williams.
His boy Jonah Williams, like 58.5.
I feel like if you're going to throw Leno
computer's
overboard,
locking
you
up.
You better upgrade. Like, if you're not going to upgrade from Leno, well, you should still be here, right?
Yeah,
right? If you're going to get worse, what are you doing? Can't sign that guy.
But that's if you say that the PFF grade's Bible.
That's just one ranking. But the injury history is a little alarming. I would say that.
Oh, the grade isn't alarming?
No, because they're wrong on grades all the time, PFF.
Yeah, but that's pretty wrong.
So Charles Leno, they gave a 72.5 overall.
Right.
Wiley had a 69.2 overall. So let's just use grades.
Last year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Charles Leno was a low C.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiley was a D plus.
Right.
And your boy, Jonah Williams, was a straight out F.
My boy. I'm just looking at the age and the position of need.
I know.
Lurch makes a good point. People sleep on the fact that PFF is highly controversial in their grading.
Yes.
And it's not gospel at all.
It's not.
I'm looking at another one here.
Not suggesting it's gospel, but are they that far off, like a top five guy to a top 60?
Absolutely. Like, some of their stuff makes absolutely no sense. They have their own data that you're just totally separate from what your eyeballs are telling you.
Mm-hmm. Another list I'm looking at here has Jonah fourth ranked offensive
of the free
tackle.
Agents or of overall in the NFL?
Of the available free agents.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. Well, I know, but if he was so low, I mean, why would he be even in the top 10?
Potential.
Yeah, right. Maybe you're right.
I'm just so angry at Ron Rivera for where we are right now. I can't believe how decimated the roster is.
Like
it's
said, the only position not of need is defensive tackle.
Maybe right guard. I don't think they need a right guard.
Why? Because of Cosby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got Cosby.
Okay, that's one. But overall position, like O-line.
You know you need to upgrade pretty much every position group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron, I feel like we have the
it's
most
prioritizing
depth. The most depth. Like at tackle, we have several guys.
So where would you prioritize it?
Oh,
Cakes told us where he would start.
I would have an anxiety
attack. GM, your first move.
I would have an anxiety attack.
You couldn't even pull the trigger?
Mm-mm.
I think my first move might be linebacker.
It's like a test that you haven't studied for, and you're just staring at the questions.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your first move, Valdez?
Linebacker.
With
you. It's been a position of need, I feel like, since London Fletcher.
So why are they? Why is Patrick Queen available? He's just too expensive for the Ravens right now?
Well, when you're a good team, players want their bag. It's hard to pay everyone. So you just got to next man up it.
It looks like his average annual salary is predicted in the 16 to 18 million range.
That's why.
How old is he, Cakes?
He's pretty young.
He's actually pretty young. I think he was drafted when he was
20.
He's 24 or 25.
Yeah.
You should steer clear of Patrick Queen.
Because?
He's fast. He's a good blitzer. He's very physical, but he didn't get good until Roquan came.
Right. That was the knock on him was drafted in the first round, but didn't really progress in his first few seasons.
It was definitely slow progress. But
Jamin.
He really didn't flip the switch until Roquan came.
He's 24.
He wasn't. He's not a. Man, he's not young. An alpha. Mm-hmm.
The
he's
only thing I'll say
he's
is
a good Robin to a Batman.
Even his rookie season, though, he had over 100 tackles. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they haven't had anybody that just gets tackles.
Mm-mm. I'm all for him.
Yeah, the guys who get tackles are in the secondary.
Remember, I'm hoping I'm hoping they turn Jamin into a Micah Parsons light.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we will talk more NFL a little bit later in the show. Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us. Also, Tom Lavero joins us at 9 from The Washington Times here on The Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, one thing I wanted to bring up from my trip to Florida for UFC, they're trying to crack down in Fort Lauderdale and definitely in Miami on spring break.
I saw the ads that I guess the city of Miami put out like leading up to spring break. They're basically saying, spring breakers, we don't want your business. We don't want you here because you brought too much trouble to South Florida last year.
In Miami, if you don't have a permit and you just want to park, use street parking, it's going to cost you $100.
$100 per day.
They're trying to price the kids out. $100 to park unless you are a Miami resident.
Okay. That's a
They're
lot.
They're ratcheting up like DUI checkpoints, restricting access, curfews. They're trying to get spring breakers out of there. And apparently they're trying to do that in other cities. And it struck me, I went to spring break.
Daytona, they can't be turning their back on spring breakers. That's like outside of the Daytona 500. What other attractions are there to go to Daytona Beach, Florida? Spring break.
All the bar and restaurant owners are pissed.
I went to spring break, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And I went to, where did we go? We went to Key West one time.
Yeah.
I actually did Miami for a couple days. But my oldest, Kelsey, never went to spring break. Where do kids go now? Is it still the same spots?
I think it's more exotic.
I don't think it's just the Dominican or, you know, they do stuff like that.
We
talked about this on Bit Season.
Yeah.
I can't speak to you.
A lot of kids go to like resorts, like in Cancun. Like they'll go to a resort because also it gives parents peace of mind they're like in a confined area.
Yes.
And especially like countries where it's like over 18, you can drink.
But so where are the kids that don't have much money going?
Ocean
like when I went to spring break, I only had a couple $100.
Myrtle, so butt crack.
So I couldn't imagine going to Cancun for spring break. That was
the furthest
beyond
I made
budget.
It was Florida
Cancun's
for spring break.
Cheap.
And I got good
expensive.
And hammered like every other kid back in like the late 80s, early 90s.
Cancun's way more expensive than a couple $100.
I mean, sure, I think it kind of just depends on.
It's not that expensive.
It just depends on what kind of cash, you know, the family has. Because
did your daughters go to spring break?
Yeah. Well, my oldest daughter went to Florida 1 year, and I think she went to South Carolina the next year, her senior year.
She doesn't. Yeah, she has poor parents.
Yeah, I was white trash. I went to Florida, and we hopped in the back of an old Jeep Cherokee. Mm-hmm. And sped down 95, and one of the guys in the back seat swallowed some of his dip juice, puked all over the back seat. We had to stop on a highway on 95 on South Carolina, take his pants off, strap him to the top of the car on the rack so it didn't smell up the entire car the rest of the trip. You think that was a fun trip?
Mm.
Wasn't that fun?
Well, we've told this story before. I went with EB one time to spring break, and he was driving, and I was so hammered the night before that once we got in the car, I went to sleep, mm-hmm. and then I wake up, and we're still on the beltway. I was like, what was going on? He missed the 95 exit and was doing a whole loop on the beltway to get back to 95.
I was 17 or 18. I was kind of young and dumb.
Was that about 60 miles around me and in
Stumper,
a circle?
Me and Stumper were just chatting. We were just having a great time. We were all excited just to leave the house.
That's like when Brett, when you guys were down in Richmond. For
greatest story ever.
What
you guys were at Richmond for you're Wizards at VCU. Training yeah.
Camp.
Yeah.
Right. Wizards training VCU, camp. For those that don't know, this happened how many years ago? This is 20 years ago. This is when the Wizards big three, like Gil, yeah. Karan was there.
I think it might have been 13 years ago, 14 years ago.
That makes sense. Yep.
And Brett was there, and we leave. And Brett gets on 95 south instead of 95
what a dummy.
North.
You're kidding.
No, he didn't realize it until he was in.
And Charlotte. He was in North Carolina.
He was in North Carolina. I had to turn back around.
He was in, like, south of the border.
Yeah, I don't know if he quite got to the North Carolina border, but he got
laughing,
close
thinking about that.
Until he realized he had to turn around.
Cakes, did your kids go to spring break? Did Kurt, does Juliet do spring break?
Like, I think Kurt, during one of his spring breaks, or maybe his Christmas break, like, he and his buddies, like, they found a super, I think it was spring break, they found a super cheap trip to Ireland, super cheap
plane
tickets.
That's next level.
That's kind of next level. I was like, I made it to Daytona. You're going to, like, the Guinness factory in Ireland. That's a pretty good trip.
That defeats the purpose of spring break. You're supposed to go somewhere south and somewhere warm because you've been cooped up.
That might
up.
Have been during winter break. I'm not 100% sure, but that's probably the
you've
most
been,
exotic
you've been
my
cooped
kids
up,
have gotten.
And every guy wants to go see girls in bikinis because you're wearing sweaters and parkas all winter long.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it when I was leaving Fort Lauderdale. There was just it looked like a huge group of sorority girls. Mm-hmm. Getting on the flights together, just a bunch of blonde sillies, as Brett would say back in the day. Hey, I'm curious, Drab, growing up in Washington, did you do spring break? Like, what would you do?
In high school?
I guess that's right, college. Because we did
spring
it even
every day spring break
spring
at
break
Arizona
is for,
State.
Is for kids who make the wrong decision on what school to go to.
That's probably part of it,
It's for miserable schools. No
offense that's a good point.
I don't really think.
So Arizona State folks don't really do anything special for that? Don't you just want to get away? Just to get away, you know?
Some kids go to Mexico. Some go to, like, Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu screams to me like white trash for people that live out west type of destination. Or am I wrong on that?
It's pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody can afford to fly to...
Understood.
Haven't I seen swinger videos at Lake Havasu?
I'm sure.
Yeah. Like a lot of topless.
Like everybody has jet skis at Lake Havasu.
Right.
Uh-huh. I always think of Cedric Ceballos. Didn't he do some bit at Lake Havasu?
Isn't that where you go and you do all the drugs?
I don't know.
I immediately thought of MTV. Yeah. Like they did stuff at Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
When I was in Florida, I told him, my son's a junior, so he's got to think about where he wants to go to college, and he's into sports broadcasting, and Syracuse is number one, but three of the top 10 schools are in Florida. I was like, why wouldn't you not choose Florida?
What are the other ones?
The schools in Florida? Sort of, I think it's Miami, Florida State, and Florida.
Uh-huh. But Miami's definitely hard to get into, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other two.
I don't think Florida's easy to get into. Yeah, Florida's pretty tough.
Florida's tough, too?
I'm not sure about Florida State.
I got a buddy whose daughter plays lacrosse. She's a freshman at Florida, and Joe P's two daughters played at Florida. I mean, their facilities down there are spectacular.
Sure, they're outrageous.
Stupid money down there.
Spectacular. They plow down, like, perfectly good baseball stadiums to build, like, a girls' softball stadium or something. And it's, and then build a brand new, meanwhile, the sillier baseball stadium.
The Terps baseball stadium, it's nice, but it's crammed right in the middle of the campus. Right near the football stadium.
I kind of like that though. There's
it's crowbarred. Looks crowbarred in, but it's intimate.
There's a
charm to
charm
it.
To that. Yeah.
Look, I loved my college experience, but if I had to do it over again, there's no chance I would have done. You know, if I could. First of all, I didn't even have a 3.0, so I didn't have much choice. I didn't have good grades.
Options were limited.
But
can you imagine today I would have gone to Maryland with your GPA?
I did go to magnet school, Lee B. And I had a good SAT score.
No, they would have laughed.
No, they would have laughed.
His resume and clearly mine.
You know what you are? You know what you are? You're a community college material.
There's nothing wrong with that.
A bunch of my siblings went to community college before they went to the. Two of my three siblings went to community college before they went to regular.
It's all good. You know, my, start somewhere.
My younger brother went to University of Miami, and I was like, why didn't I do something like this?
Hey, you're stupid.
Hey,
you wouldn't have got in.
Everything happens
for a
reason.
You went to the same stupid school I went to.
I knew it was a miracle I got in. I applied to one college. I didn't think I was going to college. That's a true story. I didn't even think
of it. What were you going to do?
Play tennis. I'm gonna drive around in a van and play
professionally
on satellite tennis. Oh. Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of money in that.
No, I wouldn't.
Were you gonna hustle people on the tennis court?
Huh? You mean tennis bum.
Tennis bum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You weren't even the number one guy at the math.
You're correct. I'm just telling you. That's what I thought.
Who was that, Matt?
What was at that time? Maybe might have been. Matt. I don't remember. That's 40 years ago.
I can't remember his last name.
Yeah. I can tell you.
Yeah. Don't say it.
Here you go. Just for you.
I think he ended up playing soccer at NC State.
Yes.
He was a great athlete.
He was a good athlete.
Didn't he go missing in Europe or something? Some wackadoo story?
There was a wacky story with him.
Diphtheria or something. Or like, what are those?
Yeah, he got sick.
You got something.
I think he had dysentery.
Dysentery.
Yeah, I don't know if he had diphtheria.
And some strange woman took him in.
Yeah, took him in until he remembered who he was.
Yeah. That's a show.
That is a wack.
Right. It did happen.
We were talking about NFL free agency earlier in the show. The legal tamper period apparently starts at noon today, but it does start today. Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, will join us. We'll talk quarterbacks on the move, what the Commanders might do, and more here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.